Let's turn to Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. One of the great truths that we read in the Bible is that when Jesus died on the cross, we died with him. It's difficult for our minds to comprehend that, but when we recognize that with God there is no such thing as time, we talk about past, present, future, and the death of Christ is in the past, and we're living in the present. But with God, there is no past, present, or future. Time is all one for him. And that's very difficult for us to understand. But that is why the Bible says that before God created the heavens and the earth, he could choose each one of his children by name, even though they were going to live thousands and thousands of years later. And so God, in his foreknowledge, he could look right into the future and see each one of us who's given our life to Christ. And he picks us because we responded. It's not that he picked names randomly, but because he saw that we were going to respond to him thousands of years later. It says, the Bible says, he puts our name in his book, in the book of life. So then our names were in the book of life before the foundation of the world. And then when Christ died on the cross, all the people whose names were in the book of life were already in God's mind. And God put all of them with Christ on the cross because they were all in his mind in any case. So that's how we believe that in Christ, I was also there, crucified with him and raised up with him. When he buried with him, raised up with him. Now, many Christians don't see this is the real meaning of baptism. And that's why infant sprinkling is such a deception, because it takes away the death and resurrection and burial and resurrection. Real baptism is a burial and a resurrection and raised up with Christ. It's very important for us to understand this. Most Christians concentrate only on the fact that Christ died for us. But we don't think much of the fact that we are crucified with Christ and raised up with him. So it says here, if you have been raised up with Christ, Colossians 3 verse 1, what should be the result of that? Then keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So when I'm in Christ, it's not only that I died with him on the cross, or that I was buried with him, I was also raised up with him because I was in God's mind. And then if you turn to Ephesians in chapter 2, it says, Ephesians chapter 2, that verse 6, when he raised us up with Christ, he seated us with Christ in the heavenly places in Christ. Now that's not in the future. Now most of us think we are going to be in heavenly places in the future. But see what the Bible says. Crucified with him, raised up with him, and that when he ascended, because I'm in Christ, my union with Christ never changes. You know, when you're gripped by this, and you allow your human way of thinking to die and begin to think like God thinks, which is in the scripture. He knew me, let me repeat, he knew me before the worlds were created and he chose me in Christ. And when Christ died, I died with him because I was in Christ. And when Christ was buried, I was buried. When Christ was raised up, I was raised up because I'm in him. And when Christ ascended and is seated at the right hand of God, I'm still in Christ. And that's why it says in Colossians, now if you don't believe that, then of course Colossians 3 has got no value. if you have been raised up with Christ and you're seated with Christ in the heavenly places, then seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God and we are in Him. And therefore, that is why we set our mind on the things above and not on the things on earth, because I've died to this life and I'm hidden with Christ in God. I believe this is the main reason why many Christians remain defeated and they have such a struggle to give up their attachment to earthly things. Because they haven't taken their position as dead with Christ. Now if you think of a man who's physically dead here, he's not attached to anything on earth. He's finished. He was maybe for years attached to earthly things, but the moment he's dead, it's over. He's no more bothered about the opinion of his earthly friends, whether they praise him or criticize him. His connection with the earth is broken. Now the wonderful message of the gospel is not just that my sins can be forgiven and I remain as an earthly person, but that my sins can be forgiven and that my connection with the earth can be broken while I'm living here. And that is why, because I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I can keep my mind set on the things that are above. And when I accept that position in Christ, then it is easy. If I recognize that I have died, verse 3, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. So then this verse in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, which you'll never find preachers talking about this verse, because as soon as they read it, they say it's impossible. 1 John 2:6, the one who says he abides in Christ, that means I've recognized that I am in Christ, then I must walk in the same manner as he walked. So in what way did he walk? Now immediately a lot of people think that he raised the dead and walked on the water. That's not the point. The point is that he walked on earth as a heavenly man, a man whose mind, though he walked on the earth, his mind was set in heaven and pleasing God. And if I take that position in Christ, then I recognize that my calling is to be a heavenly minded person in everything I do. It's as it were God detaches me from the things of this earth, of all of them.